common translation of the words in the Shema, Vavadtem Mehera. People normally think that the word Vavadtem is written with an ayin. It'll work fast. No. Vavadtem with an aleph. Unfortunately, I've seen it in Tefillin as well. Tefillin that say Vavadtem Mehera. I guess the sefer was working too quickly. Vavadtem with an aleph. You'll be caused to be lost from the land. You're going to get kicked out of the land. That's what's going to happen. If you shomer lachem peniftel levavchem v'sartem avadtem lehim achirim v'shtachavisim lehem v'char af Hashem b'chem v'tzahas ha-shomayim le'yem atav ha-adam ha-le-siten sivela. The whole idea that we stray, Hashem withholds the rain, the material bounty, and that's just the start. Avadtem mehira, frightful, frightful words. We can get kicked out of Eretz Yisrael as a result of our actions. Perhaps the scariest word is Mehira. That it could happen so quickly. We're vulnerable. And when you learn through the second paragraph of the Shema, we realize that our existence in Eretz Yisrael is contingent. It's not intrinsic. Our existence on Eretz Yisrael is predicated on us keeping the Torah. It was given to us with terms and conditions. It was given to us to be able to build a model society that will be a shining beacon of moral clarity to the world. An Or LaGoyim, a place for us to build a society on Torah. When that all goes wrong, Avadtem Elohim Achirim V'Yishtachavisim Lahem, we don't deserve Eretz Yisrael. It's given to us on trust. It's a difficult thing to realize. That our relationship with the land is so profound and it's so deep. That the land welcomes us when we're there, when we're doing what we're meant to do. M'sameach tzion b'vanecha. The land is so happy to have us. The land gives off of its fruits, of its bounty, for its children, Klal Yisrael. But oi, when we don't, as the Torah says, Losaki, the land can spit us out. Spit us out. Eretz Yisrael is a holy land, and therefore it does not tolerate behavior that is antithetical to the Torah. This isn't some fringe idea. This is what we say every single day. This is what we have nailed to our doorposts worldwide. This is what we're tying to our arms and to our heads, the forefront of our consciousness, guiding our actions and our heart's desires. V'avadtem mehira mi'al ha'aretz ha'tayva. We're going to be banished very quickly from the good land. Just think about it. We'll get to the Mefarshim and we'll get to Rashi. But just even the Pashup, Pshat and the Pasuk should give us goosebumps. Understanding that our existence in the land is conditional. It's conditional on us fulfilling the Torah. Hashem giving it to us on trust. He's good for his word. We have to be good for us.